बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोधनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोधनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरनिथाय जय गौरनिथाय जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम ताय गौर प्रेम नंदी जाम विष्णु पात्र महंस परिव्राचकाचार्य सरस्वत श्री श्रीमाही वांग शेषी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जाम विष्णु पात्र महंस परिव्राचकाचार्य सरस्वत शिशुमाथ हिदवांग भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की शिल नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव विंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सरस गौर विंद की श्री श्री राधा गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की न्यूरमन रेती धाम की गंगा माई की जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी महारान की समवेद भक्तवृंद की युग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर प्रेम नंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 31. Gopya dhade tvayi krita ghasi dham tavad.
Gopya dhade tvayi krita ghasi dham tavad.
Yate dashashrukali nanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavana yasti tasya.
Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavana yasti tasya.
Samam vimohayati virapiyad viveti.
Samam vimohayati virapiyad viveti.
Gentlemen.
Yate
dashashru kalinanjana sambramaksham.
Vaktram
niniya bhaya bhavana yasti tasya. Samam vimohayati virapi yad viveti. Dhade tvayi krita gasi dham tava. Yate dashashru kalinanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavana yasti tasya. Gopi. The cowherd lady Yashoda. Adare. Took up. Tvayi. On your. Kritagasi. Creating disturbances by breaking the butter pot. Dhamma. Rope. Tavat. At that time. Ya. That which. Te. Your. Dasha. Situation. Ashru Kalila. Over flooded with tears. Anjana. Ointment. Sambrama. Perturbed. Aksham. Eyes. Vaktram. Face. Niniya. Downwards. Bhaya Bhavanaya. By thoughts of fear. Stitasya. Of the situation. Sa. That. Mam. Me. Vimohayati. Bewilders. Bhi api. Even fear personified. Yet. Whom. Bibeti. Is afraid. Translation. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense. And your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from mascara. How do you pronounce that? Mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Very wonderful purport, so pay close attention. Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider Him one of them. They do not consider Him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider Him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, He accepts the reproaches of His fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest His eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, He displayed a unique picture of subordination before His foster mother, Yashoda. The Lord, in His naturally childish playful activities, used to spoil the stock butter of Mother Yashoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to His friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yashoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smear about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared, often by fear personified. Yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just as an ordinary manner. Kunti, which was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered. And she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda's praise for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinam Namaste Saraswata Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyara Paschatyadeshatari Banchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhyurvyayevacha Patitanam Pavanyaya Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I told you it was a wonderful purport. All of Srila Prabhupada's purports, of course, they're amazing. When he talks about the relationships between Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're especially sweet. Because anything that happens in Vrindavan is unique. But before getting into this verse, I just wanted to mention really quickly that all of you may know that it's the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. Right? Tangovinda Prabhu? Right?
Yeah.
Disappearance day, yeah? And in this special day, we know that he's our Namacharya. Maybe we can chant a little more intensely. As Mother Mukhya mentioned, there's some senior devotees that are going through hardships right now. So we can chant for them. And also one little detail that I learned interesting is that when Haridas Thakur would chant, he would chant 3 lakhs, right? 3 lakhs of rounds. And his first lakh, he would chant very loudly. Then his second lakh, he would chant more to himself in a whispering voice. And then his third, he would chant within the mind. So maybe today we can maybe practice that, chant a little loudly, soft. Maybe we're not advanced enough to chant in the mind, but maybe we can do one round in the mind to see how strong or weak your mind is. You will see very quickly in those 5-7 minutes that you're chanting one round of Maha Mantra in the mind, and Haridas Thakur, he would do a lack in the mind. So again, we are so fortunate to be absorbed in Queen Kunti's ecstasies in her glorification of Sri Krishna. In the verse before, she also expressed bewilderment about Krishna's energies and how he descends amongst the animals, men, sages, and aquatics. But this bewilderment that she's expressing now is filled with a little more sweetness, because it's directly connected to Krishna's intimate pastimes in Vrindavan. She is depicting Damodar Leela, and this picture she is painting, we look at this picture every month for a whole month. We meditate on the Leela of Yashoda Damodar. One interesting fact is that Queen Kunti, she didn't personally witness this Leela happening. Through the transcendental gossip in Hastinapur, of course, being a family member of Krishna, she would hear pastimes of Krishna. And so by Shravanam, she was meditating on Krishna. She's Smaranam, right? She's remembering Krishna. And here she's revealing her mind to Krishna. She's revealing to Krishna of this intimate pastime and how it's bewildering him. And what's bewildering of this pastime are, to Queen Kunti, are two things. Well, actually, two things that I'll focus on. Maybe there's more aspects that maybe later other devotees can share. But the reason why these two, why it's bewildering for Queen Kunti, and these two things that we'll focus in today's class, one is her relationship with Krishna, and then the other, it's Vatsalya Bhav, right? And the components in this intimate relationship between Krishna and his pure devotee. See, in Vrindavan, in this relationship, in this exchange that we're seeing, we're actually getting a glimpse of Krishna's greatest opulence. She knows Krishna as Dwarkadish. Right? She knows Krishna as the king, as a king. Yet this pastime of an innocent pastime of his childhood is bewildering her mind. Because Vraj Krishna is, you can use an analogy, the full moon. His opulence is showing in its most full way. Because of course Krishna is Krishna, right? But there is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So Krishna in Braj is in his most perfect form. And with this analogy of the moon, we can understand that the moon is always full. Right? So Krishna is always Krishna. But according to our relationship with the moon and the different factors surrounding the moon, like the relationship with the moon and the earth and the sun, then we get a different perspective of the moon, and the brilliance is shown in the phases of the moon. So in the same way, according to different factors and our relationship with Krishna, then we experience the brilliance and the phases of the moon in through relationships. So to give a more detailed example would be, and this is an example, more of a meditation than a Shastric reference. But say the 11th phase of the moon, Ekadasi, right? You can compare that to, say, Narayan, right? In his shown in his opulent in the Vaikuntha planets. And then Dvadasi in that 12th, which is a little more full, is like Ayodhya Vasi Ram. There's a little bit of more intimacy in the exchanges between Ram and the inhabitants of Ayodhya. Then more so than that is Dwarka Krishna, right? That would be like the 13th phase of the moon, Trayodasi. And then more intimate than that is Mathura Krishna, which would be compared to Chaturdasi. So, well, why is Mathura a little bit more, I guess, fuller than Dwarka? Is because we know the pastime that Mathura was, Krishna was, as an example, fresh off the boat from Vrindavan, just leaving Vrindavan. He still had the dust of Vrindavan under his feet when he entered into Mathura. And in Mathura, everyone heard of Krishna. It was close to Vrindavan. So there was this relationship, the fans of Krishna. But also when he went there was also his intimate friends and family also were there. But Purnima, the full moon, Krishna showing his full opulence is in Braj, Vrindavan, and only in Vrindavan. You may think, really? Krishna in Vrindavan as a cowherd boy is more opulent than Krishna in Dwarka when he was the king? When you read the pastime of Krishna entering into Dwarka, it's such a beautiful description how the damsels of Dwarka, they went on the tops of the palaces and they were waiting for their hero Krishna. And how all the inhabitants of Dwarka gathered and they were all of different types of relationships with Krishna and different levels. But when Krishna entered, he was interacting with each inhabitant in their own special way. It is explained that he would wave to some, he would smile to others, he would embrace those who were deserving of his embrace in that relationship. He would receive blessings according to that relationship. And to some inhabitants, he wouldn't even look at and just give the presence of a king. How beautiful, how personal Krishna is, that he's able to interact in such a unique way with all of the inhabitants of Dwarka. So isn't this more opulent than Vrindavan, when he's just with his friends and family? According to the gopis, no. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra to reunite with Nanda Yashoda Mai, with Srimati Radharani and the gopis, because he invited Nanda Baba to come for this special ceremony they were doing in Kurukshetra. All of the different royal parties, they came. And there's even a beautiful description of all the parties that came and how opulent the Yadu dynasty was when arriving, in the different dynasties when they were arriving. But even though they had elephants and jewelry and all, you know, precious garments and items, everybody paid attention when the Vrijvasis were arriving with their cows and their carts full of yogurt and milk and milk sweets. And this opulence was more than any opulence was shown by any other royal party. So the inhabitants of Vrindavan arrive. And of course, they're overwhelmed to see Krishna. They're enthused and overjoyed to be able to finally reconnect with Krishna. But one of the first things that the gopis think when they see Krishna, they're looking at Krishna. I don't see his flute. Where's Krishna's flute? The other gopi says, yes, I don't see his peacock feather. And they can't see his tribhangi form. For them, this show of royalty, it was of second importance. And the story continues where after Krishna connected and reconnected with his parents, with Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai, that Yoga Maya transferred Krishna and the gopis and Srimati Radharani in a nearby forest. And there they were convincing him, trying to convince him to come back to Vrindavan, and Krishna was almost convinced. He was almost convinced, but the feeling of dharma, of having to continue to do what he had to do, made him stay in Dwarka. But he was ready to leave everything and go back to Vrindavan. So really the opulence is in the relationship between Krishna and the devotee. And that is exhibited in its fullest form in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So as mentioned, we're going to focus on the two causes of bewilderment of Kunti Devi, which is one, her relationship with Krishna. And then after that, we'll speak about the components of this intimate relationship. Well, first, in the extended purport of teachings of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada says, Kunti Devi, however, was not an inhabitant of Vrindavan. She was an inhabitant of Hastinapur, which is outside Vrindavan. The devotees outside Vrindavan study how great the inhabitants of Vrindavan are, but the inhabitants of Vrindavan don't care to know how great Krishna is. That is the difference between them. So our concern should be simply to love Krishna. The more we love Krishna, the more we shall become perfect. It is not necessary to understand Krishna and how he creates. Krishna explains himself in Bhagavad Gita, and we should not try to understand much more. We should not bother very much to know Krishna. That is not possible. We should simply increase our unalloyed love for Krishna. That is the perfection of life. It's interesting because here, when Srila Prabhupada says, it is not necessary to understand Krishna and how he creates, the verse before, Kunti is expressing the bewilderment and is connecting with the process of creation. That's why this specific bewilderment goes even deeper, because like Srila Prabhupada is saying, is that to understand all of these creational processes, okay, the most important thing, explaining of how we should simply increase our unalloyed love for Krishna. And what better example than Yashoda Mai? So, what's interesting though, is that Kunti Devi, even though she's an inhabitant of Hastinapur, not of Vrindavan, she's not a regular inhabitant of Hastinapur. She's not a normal inhabitant, because she has a special relationship with Krishna, you know, connected with the Pandavas. She had a lot of intimate association with Krishna. So I wanted to just touch up on that by highlighting her relationship with Krishna and what she witnessed. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Narada Muni is going from devotee to devotee, trying to find the greatest devotee. And he ends up meeting Hanuman, who was recommended by him by Prahlad Maharaj. So he begins to praise Hanuman. And in praising Hanuman, Hanuman, of course, is so humble. He deflects that glorification and starts to glorify the Pandavas. And so he starts to explain the unique, intimate relationship that the Pandavas had with Krishna. So I would like to read a little bit so we can see everything that Queen Kunti has witnessed. Hanuman says, he, Krishna, acted as their servant, advisor, messenger, charioteer, and court attendant. He kept watch for them at night, followed them on processions, and even offered them praise and obeisances. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the commentary, it expands on this, on these services more, which is very sweet. Not only did Lord Krishna look after the Pandavas as the invisible supersoul, but he also dealt with them in various public exchanges of love. Sometimes he drove Arjuna's chariot, In Yudhishthira's court, he sat as the head of the assembly of advisors. Like an intimate servant, he anticipated the Pandavas' wishes, and at the Rajasuya sacrifice, he humbly washed the feet of every guest. He gave personal counsel to Yudhishthira and carried messages for him. On occasion, he would stand guard all night with sword in hand, and he would follow Yudhishthira in procession and offer words of praise like an ordinary subordinate. Then Hanuman continues. Out of his affectionate concern for them, what would the Lord not do? He was seen taking the combined roles of their servant, companion, and dearmost friend, and they took the same roles for him. For the Pandavas, Krishna tolerated Bhishma's attacking and wounding him. For the Pandavas, Krishna broke his promise not to fight at Kurukshetra. In fact, for the Pandavas, Krishna would do anything. But a skeptic might ask, although God is kind to all his creatures and certainly can be friendly to his devotees, why should he demean himself by trusting ordinary mortals and acting as their servant? Good question. Here, Hanuman resolves such doubts. Krishna's various services for the Pandavas were not a superficial show, but expressions of his true feelings. Now pay close attention to this, because this is how we should have our relationships. He was not at one moment posing as a friend, but being unwilling to serve. At another moment, appearing willing to serve, but not showing friendship. At another moment, making a show of friendship, but without genuine concern. And at another, showing loving concern, but not actually being a friend. Such inconsistent reciprocations are seen in material life, where there is no true love. Krishna's dealings with the Pandavas, however, were always free from duplicity. And the feelings were mutual. The Pandavas were ready to sacrifice anything for the happiness of Krishna. And Hanuman, while he's speaking like this to Narada Muni, he goes into ecstasy. He starts to stand up and dance. And then he even addresses the Pandavas directly. He says, "Oh Pandavas, pure love has subdued you. Ignoring discrimination and etiquette, you engage my Lord as your messenger and charioteer. Because Hanuman knows and realizes that Raghunath and Dwarkadish are the same. And Narada Muni is trying to convince Hanuman, okay, let's go see Dwarkadish. So in the commentary for this verse, the short one, he says, in his trance of kirtan ecstasy, Hanuman addresses the Pandavas as if they were present before him. He is astounded at their behavior with Krishna, violating the properties that forbid servants from giving orders to their master. The Pandavas failed even to consider that menial services like carrying messages are not tasks in which to engage Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the entire universe, the supervisor of Brahma and all the demigods. The Supreme Lord submits to such treatment only with his dearest devotees. So Queen Kunti, as you can see, she had a very exceptional, rare, unique experience being an inhabitant of Hastinapur. Not just like any other inhabitant of Hastinapur. She saw these intimate, loving relationships between Krishna and the Pandavas, Krishna and Arjuna. We know that Krishna and Arjuna, they're in the form and the platform of Sakya Ras, to the point that when Krishna manifested the universal form to Arjuna, at a certain point it became too much. Arjuna said, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Oh please Krishna, I just want to see your two-armed form of Shyamasunda. And in that verse, he begins to apologize. He begins to apologize to Krishna because he's saying, oh, I didn't know who you truly were. I would sit on the bed with you like a normal friend, and I've committed so many offenses. But you see, this relationship between Krishna and Arjuna, or Krishna and his intimate associates, it's a mutual feeling, and it's because of the desire of Krishna. In the purport, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishably than when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection without anything of reverential admiration. Why? Because the reverential admiration, it can spoil the relationship. Just with this example with Arjuna, that immediately he stopped to see him as a friend and started to see him more as a subordinate. But Krishna, he doesn't want that. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada says, when there is friendship, parental affection, or conjugal love, such awe and veneration are impediments. So when we, our meditation becomes to, as Srila Prabhupada is saying, to give a more relishing experience, a relishable experience for Krishna, then we will fine-tune our service attitude so we can serve Krishna to give him a better experience, a more relishable experience. It's quite as simple as that. So we know that even in these friendship relationships in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Dwarka, in Vaikuntha, there's also different levels. Because there's even Sakya Ras in Vaikuntha. It's known as Gaurav Sakya, which means friendship with awe and reverence. And Srila Prabhupada mentions In general, attachment to Krishna is of two kinds. The first kind is attachment with awe veneration, characterized by a lack of freedom. Characterized by a lack of freedom, awe veneration. Such attachment is exhibited in Mathura and on the Vaikuntha planets. In these abodes of the Lord, the flavor of transcendental loving service is restricted. But in Gokul, Vrindavan, love is freely exchanged. And although the cowherd boys and damsels of Vrindavan know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not show awe and veneration because of the great intimacy of their relationship with Him through thick and thin. In the five principal transcendental relationships, awe and veneration are sometimes impediments to one's service to the Lord. And actually, this question was posed to Srila Prabhupada in a letter by Rupanuga Prabhu on July 3rd, 1968. And Srila Prabhupada's response is as follows. The question was more connected to the loving relationships in Vaikuntha in comparison to Goloka Vrindavan or Gokul. Srila Prabhupada says, "Your question, what is the relationship of sweethearts in Vaikuntha to each other and to Lord Narayan? Is conjugal love, parental affection, and unalloyed friendship there in the Vaikunthas?" And Srila Prabhupada begins to answer, "No. In Vaikuntha, there are two kinds of transcendental mellows, Dasya and the lower half of Sakya Ras, which is Gaurav Sakya. The lower half of Sakya means friendship and adoration. And the higher half of Sakya Ras is friendship on an equal level. So in Vrindavan, the reciprocation of transcendental humor is higher than in Vaikuntha. It is there more free and spontaneous without any restriction arranged by the Yogamaya principle." So this type of relationship, see, Gaurav Sakya is this on a friendship with on reverence. But now this relationship without on reverence, free of a respectful attitude, is known as Vishramba, without fear. And Srila Prabhupada in today's purport, he touches up on that principle. He says in today's purport, "Generally the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude. But the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself." Now that's a difficult one to wrap your head around. Less important than oneself. Isn't that the cause of our bondage? That we start thinking ourselves more important and we want to become Krishna? But in this level of friendship with Vishramba, it is not comparable to that. Why? Because the desire and your desire and the desire of Krishna is aligned. It's not that your desire is separate than Krishna's desire. You have fine-tuned your life, your existence, your speech, your words, your activities, your actions with the desire of Krishna. But how do we know the Krishna's desire? How do we know what Krishna relishes? It's a question. How? Well, the simple answer is, Srila Prabhupada says, the pure devotee of the Lord is telling us. The pure devotee of the Lord is telling us what is more relishable to the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, "Prabhu kahe hohaya kichu age ara, raya kahe sakya prema sarva sadya sara." Translation: hearing this from Ramananda Roy, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Roy said, "Loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity is the highest perfection." So Srila Prabhupada says, as long as loving service is rendered to the Lord in the master-servant relationship, there is some fear. For the servant is always afraid of the master, despite the intimacy of self-interest. In this stage, the servant is always afraid of the master and respectful of him. When the devotee is further advanced, he has nothing to fear. He considers the Lord and himself on an equal level. At such a time, the devotee is fully convinced that Lord Krishna is a friend and cannot at all be dissatisfied if the devotee lives with him on an equal level. This understanding is called Vishramba, that is, devoid of a respectful attitude. When this attitude is chosen, it becomes Sakya Prema, or love of Godhead in friendship. On this stage, there is developed consciousness of equality between the Lord and the devotee. And we see, we hear of the pastimes of Krishna and the cowherd boys. If they saw him as servant and master, could they wrestle with Krishna? Could they say, okay, Krishna, you lost, so now you have to carry me? Would they be able to have these loving exchanges with Krishna? No, it would be spoiled. But see, this equality is the attitude changed just to not pervert this equality, to make it with the Mayavadi principle of we are one and I'm as good as God. See, the attitude, the mentality changes of not anymore of Krishna, you're so high and I'm so low. Even though that is understood in Dasya Prema, because we know in the Vatsa, in the rasas, each rasa has the rasa before. Right? So in Shanta Rasya, the greatness of the Lord is understood. In Dasya Rasa is manifested through service. This understanding is then applied. And by fine-tuning one service of understanding what is more relishable to Krishna, Sakya Prema begins to develop. So, to have this friendship with the Lord, if one thinks he is so high and I'm so low, then we can ruin the feeling of Krishna. But Vishramba, the mood behind it is more of, I am yours and you are mine. That is the relationship. I am yours and you are mine. This is the equality. Because just as much as you are Krishna's, Krishna's is yours. And that was given in the examples that Hanuman was given of the relationship between Krishna and the Pandavas. That the friendship that Krishna was showing wasn't artificial, a show of friendship. It was why, and it was explained in the purport, because of Krishna's feeling of wanting that. And this is what Queen Kunti is touching up on today's verse. On this beauty of this relationship. And we haven't even got to Vatsalya Bhav and the components of Vatsalya Bhav. Because there is, in this fourth stage, there is another form that is manifested, which is known as Palana. Palana means maintenance. So now this, the jiva, the devotee, begins to feel that I have to maintain the Lord. That the Lord is dependent on me. Srila Prabhupada, in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he says, in the fourth stage called Vatsalya Rati, the fraternal affection of the preceding stage develops into parental affection. At this time, the living entity acts as the parent of God. Instead of worshiping the Lord, the living entity, as a parent of the Supreme Person, becomes an object of worship for Him. becomes an object of worship for Krishna. So this is Vishramba, where what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, where he's explaining how Vishramba develops, where he says the Lord to be less important than himself. But why? What if Krishna wants an object of worship? Krishna is everyone's object of worship. But what about his object of worship? We know that in the relationship between parent and child, there is this relationship of looking up to the parents. And Krishna desires that also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions this palana in the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Batsalya shantera ghuna dashera sevana seise sevanera hiya nama palana. On the platform of parental love, the qualities of Shantarasya, Dasyarasya, and Sakyarasya are transformed into a form of service called palana, maintenance. The essence of fraternal love is intimacy devoid of the formality and veneration found in Dasyaras. Due to a greater sense of intimacy, the devotee functioning in parental love chastises and rebukes the Lord in an ordinary way. So, if we see Krishna as equal to us, as we're less than Krishna, then Krishna can never be chastised. And what does Srila Prabhupada say in the purport about Krishna's receiving chastisement and reproaches from the fiancé? He says, the Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancés more palatably than the Vedic hymns. Krishnadas Kaviraj continues, on the platform of parental love, the devotee considers himself the Lord's maintainer. Thus the Lord is the object of maintenance, like a son. And therefore this mellow is full of the qualities of four rasas, Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, fraternity, Sakya rasa, and parental love, Vatsalya rasa. This is more transcendental nectar. And this is why Queen Kunti is bewildered. Diving deep into these rasas that are not seen anywhere else but in Sri Vrindavan now. And what's bewildering to me is that we also have the opportunity to have these relationships with the Lord in Vatsalya Bhav. Just like in the material creation, in this material world, we have a level of a sense of free will and freedom. Also within the spiritual world, we also do, but to a certain degree. It's not that I can say, that's it, I want to be Yashoda Mahi. I want to be Nanda Baba. Or trying to take Srimati Radharani's position or any other position. We can aspire and according to the intensity of our desire, we can approach Krishna in an appropriate way, not to make it artificial or to jump unnecessarily. But through matured spiritual practice, we can develop an intense desire to serve the Lord and in a more intimate way. And that can be granted. That relationship can be granted with due course of time. We know in Yashoda Mai, Nanda Baba, the austerities they performed in order to achieve that position. Srila Prabhupada says in the teachings of Queen Kunti, in the extended purport, he says, we should not think that the privilege given to Mother Yashoda is not available to us. Everyone can have a similar privilege. Similar. And how it manifests, sometimes Krishna can do it by surprise. For example, in the Brahma Vimohan Lila, when Krishna, he's there with his friends, he was intoxicated by Sakya Prema, that he was completely unaware of his position. The cows, they ran away, and he noticed that the cows ran away, and one of his friends, one of his suckas, said, "Oh, Krishna, okay, I'll go get the cows." And out of friendship, out of love, Krishna was, he said, no, you sit down, you're eating, it's okay, I'll go get it. But Krishna was eating too. And it explained that he had a morsel of food in his left hand. And he was enjoying the ecstasy of Sakya Prema. And when he went to go see where the cows went, and when he went, the cows were gone. He came back, his friends are gone. Everyone disappeared in Krishna. And at those moments, that's when this understanding of who Krishna is begins to awaken. But why? Again, of service. Krishna was the leader. He can't return to Vrindavan by himself. Everyone asks, "Krishna, where is everybody?" He can't be like, "Oh, you know, I lost them." No, that's not an option. So what did Krishna do? Krishna manifested, replicated each cowherd boy, calf, and cow as they were, identically to the amount of hairs they have in their body. And of course, Brahma at that moment, he had some duty, so he left. But due to the time of relativity in Brahma Loka, a moment was a year here. But he returned to Sri Vrindavan Dham with everybody. And no one could tell. Even Lord Balaram didn't know. He even tricked Lord Balaram. And Balaram is the Supreme Person. But just see how independent Krishna is. So the uncles and aunties and the elders of Vrindavan, without them even knowing, they were having a direct vatsalya relationship with Krishna for a whole year. Even the cows that were left, the milking cows that were left in Vrindavan, even they had the opportunity to experience of having a direct expansion of Krishna as their son drinking milk from their breast for one whole year. So like this, Krishna, he can grant, who knows the intense desire of the elders of the Vrajbasis, that they got this special benediction of having Krishna as their own personal son for a whole year. And Krishna confirms this also in the Bhagavad Gita, that we can have this relationship. Yayata mam prapadyante. Right? As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here, he says that Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for him. He also says, one devotee may want Krishna as supreme master, another as his personal friend, another as his son, and still another as his lover. And that sentence was actually before Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for him. And also, we know that this is also confirmed by Brahma, the creator. Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi viti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai sanchintya tasya sadrishin tanuma purete govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma says, I adore the primeval Lord Govinda The meditators of whom, by meditating upon him, under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, naturally friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reference, and willing service, attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. So just to end, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the Brahma Samhita, in this paragraph under this verse, he says, if a person loves Krishna out of natural tendency, there is the principle of raga, which is no other than a strong desire to serve, which turns into bhava, or substantive feeling. When the substantive feeling is aroused, the devotee becomes an object of mercy of Krishna. Yeah. Krishna's Baba Grahi Janardana, no? He is Rasa Bihari, he is pulled with rasa and bhava. So like this, we can continue to develop our relationship with Krishna and follow the example of great devotees like Queen Kunti. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any reflection?
This is a beautiful class. Thank you. It should be like a couple more hours. More. At one point I was thinking that this is beautiful, the way you have sequentially progressed the in and out of each relationship, especially Sakaras. There's a verse in Chaitanya Chaitamita that Mahaprabhu quotes. Jar jai ras sei sarvottama tatastha hoya vicharile ache taratama. But in the beginning, a sadhaka should focus on that proper respect to all grades in according to Bihar Bhagavatamita or other, that they are actually completely satisfied in there. You cannot convince Hanumanji that you should become like a father or more close friend. And you know those past times that Lord Ram, seeing that he was so much busy of training the monkeys in Ayodhya to be civilized, because they all came from Dandakaranya forest to Lanka and then came back to Ayodhya. So it was very hard. So Lord Ram, seeing this, he noticed that all the monkeys are getting train and they're eating, but they didn't have any proper respect to Hanuman's plate first. You know, you give the leader or Maharaj a plate and then you all sit. So Lord Ramchandra invited him, sit down here, eat with me. And Hanuman said, oh, no way, no way, my Lord, I can never do this. He said, no, you have to eat. No, I cannot even think of touching the same plate you are eating from. So there was a banana leaf. And Lord, with his nail, he put a middle part. That, since that time, the banana leaf has a two part. The commentary is given that he was convincing Hanumanji to share on the same plate, but failed. Mm. Because that's how Hanuman is. Hanuman will never. But you demonstrated access.
No, sure, these relationships. As Krishna's perfect, most perfect, you know, yeah. More perfect, most perfect, these relationships also in Vaikuntha plan is perfect. But Srila Prabhupada mentions there, he's saying, what is more relishable to Krishna? But still perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Like, and actually, I you know, one example of Gaurav Sakya, actually Hanuman can fall into that category, even though he's exemplary of Dasyaras in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When Narada Muni is glorifying Hanuman, and in the verse he explains that you were Krishna, you were Lord Ram's friend, and all of the different services that he was doing, and in the purport explains that he also acted as a friend, but Gaurav Sakya, which with awe and reverence, because that awe and reverence, like you mentioned, Hanuman could never cross over that, because he
he enjoys that relationship with the Lord, and he loves seeing his Raghunath like that. But and then what we focused on today in expanding on Srila Prabhupada's point is what is more relishable to Krishna, and is those relationships devoid of awe and veneration?
Jai. We can go on whole day all discussing day. This. But I know there's a rules in the temple.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry for going over. I lost. I didn't look at
that. No, that was so wonderful.
I lost track of time.
No, we need this kind of reminding us that we are searching for it. It's honestly. I mean, through the material relationship, we sometimes disappointment comes. Ultimately, there will be disappointment because death will come. Death will separate. But spiritual relationship is so wonderful, so perfect. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. We have Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you.